Okay, my friends, before we begin, I have a special invitation for my local or local-ish ladies. Starting this September, I am hosting a brand new event called The Sacred Circle. I don't know about you, but I have been craving the power of community, connection, and sisterhood. This event will take place monthly in an intimate setting at my home in Windham, New Hampshire. There, we will collectively create a space where you will awaken and share your wisdom, embrace authenticity, and ignite your passions in the company of extraordinary women. Imagine the support, the wisdom, and the courage you'll find in this magical circle. You'll build lifelong friendships and become the unstoppable force you were always meant to be. I am so excited for you to join me. All the details and link to reserve your spot are in the show notes. Space is limited, and I cannot wait to see you there. You just got to take a step in the direction of where you want to be. And that doesn't mean that it needs to be this big, massive change and like all these huge changes all at once. But each small step, they will compound over time and lead to greatness. Welcome, beautiful souls. Your time is now. It's always been now. I am your host and manifestation mentor, Allison Fitzpatrick, and I am obsessed with health. And not just a healthy body, but a healthy mind and a healthy soul. If you are craving peace, joy, connection, and alignment, you are in the right place. Imagine what it would be like to be living in full alignment with your purpose, eager and excited for your days ahead. Feeling a sense of inner peace, knowing you can trust your intuition and guidance from the universe. Feeling confident in achieving your goals and tasks with ease and joy. Embodying complete trust that everything is working out exactly the way it is meant to. This is so possible for you, my sweet friend. Life is always happening for you, and I am here to help you create a mindset around being strong in your powers. You are more powerful than you know. I am beyond happy that you are here. Let's find peace within the growth together, and let's have some fun. Hello, hello. Welcome back, and welcome to episode 6. Quick life update here, because I know you're all dying to know. Since you heard episode 4, I believe it was. Yeah, episode 4. I officially booked my flight to Italy. So it's done. I am going. There's no turning back now. But I had to share that because I finally did it last week. And there was just one day I woke up and I even pulled the car and it was basically telling me like, you have to book this today. And so I grabbed my computer that afternoon and I got it all booked. So I'm really, really excited. I cannot wait to share this whole experience and this whole trip with you. But I digress a little at the beginning of this podcast because that was something I was really excited about that I needed to share with you. But I kind of laugh because it's by the time you listen to this podcast, it will officially be fall. Although as I'm recording this, I'm feeling like it's already the start of fall a little bit. We've got cooler mornings, warmer afternoons. Although today, as I'm recording this, it's really humid outside. But for me, it's like weather perfection right now. I love fall. Like I love the cooler mornings. I love the 70, 75 in the afternoon. It's the time of year for me where I just want to be outside as much as possible. Like I love summer. Don't get me wrong. But I get hot and sweaty so damn fast. So I tend to actually stay inside a lot unless I am by the water or, you know, at the beach or at my pool or something like that. I tend to stay inside. So I've been finding myself really craving to be outside so much more lately that I recently decided to get back into walking. But about a week and a half now, I used to walk 2 to 4 times a week on top of CrossFit, and I just got away from it. So I saw this September challenge for walking at least 30 minutes a day. And I was like, okay, here's my chance. Let's go for it. This is how I need to get back into it. We all need a little nudge sometimes, you know? So even those of us that appear to be like so disciplined all the time and so many things, which I am, we still get away from things, right? We still need those nudges and those pushes. So as I'm recording this, I am on day 8. I did my 8th walk today. And can I just tell you, I forgot how much I love walking, especially like randomly midday. And I haven't been able to do randomly midday every day, but like most days I have, like the fresh air on my face, a time to break from work and just life in general, a time to reflect and think. Every time I come back from my walk, I just feel like energized, right? I feel more open. I feel more expansive. I feel peaceful. I definitely feel peaceful. Sometimes I take that time and I just listen to an uplifting podcast. And sometimes I just walk and I look around and I just take in like all the beauty around me. And I use that as a time for just gratitude. Gratitude of everything that I have and gratitude that I have legs to actually take a walk. And what I've been finding is I've been learning during this time, during these walks, so much more about myself. I've been digging deeper into some limiting beliefs that have been coming up, right? This simple 30 minutes of walking has allowed me to just get to know myself better and just be, right? So often we spend our days in the doing. Have to do this. I have to do that. I have to get this done. Checking off to-do list items all day long. And don't get me wrong, I love me a good to-do list. I have to-do list myself. I make one at the beginning of the week and I work through it through the entire week. But how often do you take the time to just be? How often do you allow yourself to just sit with your thoughts? Truth is, and I'm saying this because I was there too, so I'm saying it with love. Most people don't want to sit in their thoughts because it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable to be in stillness. It's comfortable, really comfortable, for us to be busy, right? Because that's what society has trained us to be, busy all the time, hustling, running around, right? All over the place, all the time. But when we allow stillness, or we allow time to just be and allow ourselves to take time away from our to-do list, that's when our energy starts to shift. That's when we begin to raise our vibration. That's when ideas start to flow. That's when the magic starts to happen. Just this simple little 30-minute walk has changed my energy. You know, it's obviously good for the body, right? Good for your health, fresh air, vitamin D, movement, exercise. It's good for your heart, your lungs, your immune system, right? It's all good. But it's so good for your mind. So good for your soul. And it 100% improves your mood. So I was sitting here and I was like, okay, I was given this challenge. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to throw out a little challenge myself. If you're not walking every day, try it. And if you can't do 30 minutes, how about 15 minutes? And when you're out there, get to know yourself a little bit better. Find gratitude for all the beauty around you. Try it for 2 weeks or maybe even 30 days. My specific challenge was 2 weeks, but I am going to keep this going for as long as I can because let's face it, it gets cold and snowy soon before we know it. So I am enjoying being outside as much as I possibly can these days. But try it. See how your mood changes. See how your vibration changes. See what you start to attract more of into your life. And if you feel called, if you decide to do this and you feel called, I would love for you to report back and tell me because I always love to know all the good things, right? So now that this has become a current daily practice of mine, I thought it only made sense to come on here today and chat about daily rituals and practices. I've actually been asked several times from several of you to do an episode on this and to share what I do on a daily basis to really help raise my vibration and become an energetic match for what I truly desire. And just in general, like how I've experienced more ease in my days. And I call these practices, I've said this before, but I call these practices because they are just that, practices. They aren't always easy. They take practice. But one thing I can tell you for sure, when I focus on these practices or rituals, life feels different. My days feel different. I attract differently. It's really, really, truly incredible. So back in 2018, I had already been probably about a year into dipping my toes into mindset and manifestation. I was getting more and more curious about it, like day by day, because I was at a point in my life where I truly needed change. I felt there was so much holding me back, although now I'm realizing it was my own beliefs, right, holding me back. But I was finding myself in this constant state of stress and overwhelm and just feeling negative, right? Simply put, just negative, way more than I wanted to be. And I knew I needed a shift. And you probably know me by now, but when I want to change and I'm ready, I just decide. I decide it's like, it's time for a change and I am going for it. And I had been reading and listening to so many things about morning rituals. And let's face it, all right, let's all be honest here. Most of us wake up in the morning and automatically our brains head towards overwhelm. Your brain automatically starts firing off all of these things you have to do during the day, right? All the places you need to go, all the errands you need to run, all the calls you need to make, all the projects that need to get done, right? The whole to-do list, the argument you had with your friend the day before, the events going on in the world that may be bringing you stress and fear at the time, right? Our brains go into overdrive the second we wake up. So I decided this needed to change because truly, and I have proved this to myself over and over again, how we start our day sets the vibrational tone for the day. It can literally affect your whole entire day. So you have a choice. You either run the day or the day runs you. Now, hear me out, okay? Because I'm hearing some of you say right now, like, Allison, I don't have time for morning rituals. I'm busy. My mornings are already hectic and chaotic. Like, I hear you. I get it. And I'm not saying you have to do these in the morning. I'm not even saying you have to do everything that I do. But I do encourage you to find one thing you can do when you first wake up in the morning to help raise your vibration for the day. So back in 2018, when I decided this was something I wanted to start and try and test out, because we have to actually try stuff to see if it works, right? We don't know if it works unless we try it. I had heard of this book called The Miracle Morning. It is by Hal Elrod. I'll be sure to put a link to the book in the show notes. It was a quick and easy read, right? I read it right before school was about to start in 2018. And I thought, all right, I'm doing this. Let's try this. Let's just see what happens. He had a 30-day challenge in his book, and I decided I'm going to do this for 30 days, and I'm going to just see what happens. Like I just said, like, let's just see what happens. So I was all set to start the day after Labor Day. I decided when I was going to wake up the next morning, what I was going to do, and I was just like, so ready. I had my journal ready. I had literally had everything ready. And I actually laugh every Labor Day now because Labor Day at this point was just a week ago, a little over a week ago. And every year when I wake up on Labor Day, I remember that Labor Day in 2018. We always go to the gym on Labor Day. It's a big group. We usually do a hero wad. It's so much fun. And I remember the workout wasn't anything too crazy, like movement wise, but I believe it was like 20 rounds of something. And one of the movements was pull-ups. I was on my very last round and my very last set of pull-ups. I jumped up on the rig, I did all my pull-ups, and the pull-up bar is really tall, so I always have this small box under me that I can come down on. So I finished my pull-ups, I came down, and I missed the box. But I didn't land on the ground. My toes caught the box. And I came down so fast that when my toes caught onto the box, my foot bent so quickly that I remember thinking, oh my God, something bad just happened to my ankle. And it was so quick. I immediately felt pain. I started crying. I limped over to my coach in tears, honestly, like just unable to control myself because the pain was so bad. He got me to sit down and breathe and pull myself together. And I remember after everyone else finished the workout and the gym started to clear, I attempted to stand up. And when I did that, I literally just collapsed onto the ground. I could not stand on my foot at all. So Scott carried me out and we went straight to urgent care. Long story short, it probably would have been better if I broke my ankle, but instead I really badly sprained it. I tore all the ligaments in my toes. I was in a boot for 2 months and then an ankle brace after that for another 2 months. So 4 months. My foot and ankle were blown up like a balloon, purple as purple can be. And I had to sleep with my foot elevated for probably 6 weeks. And it wasn't fun. Okay. But setbacks happen, right? And it was just that. It was a setback. I've had many. I always come back stronger. I had taken a few days off from the gym. I usually take Thursdays off. So I took Tuesday and Wednesday off from the gym. I saw a specialist just to make sure we knew what was going on. And that Friday, I went back to the gym. I was right back at it. I had a boot and all, and I did whatever it was that I could do. And my point in sharing this is that I had decided it was time for change. And I easily could have told myself, well, screw this, right? I'm not going to do this now. When I feel better, then I'll start my morning rituals. When I'm not on crutches, then I'll start my morning rituals. But I didn't. There's never going to be a perfect time to start something. I will tell you that. There never will be. If there's one thing I've learned over the years, it's that change doesn't happen unless change happens. You just got to do it. You just got to take a step in the direction of where you want to be. And that doesn't mean that it needs to be this big, massive change and like all these huge changes all at once. But each small step, they will compound over time and lead to greatness. So the day after Labor Day, I woke up. It was the kids' first day of school. It was dark. And I got up very slowly because I was on crutches. I got dressed and on my bum, crutches in hand, I scooted my way down the stairs and onto the couch. There was no help from Scott. He was at the gym. And I told myself I was starting that day and nothing was going to get in my way. If there was any time I needed to start something, it was now. And my morning rituals began. In the Miracle Morning, Elrod talks about his concept of savers, S-A-V-E-R-S. So S is for silence, A is for affirmations, V for visualization. Gosh, I'm having trouble speaking today, my friends, but this is real life. Sometimes each month, it's hard to speak. I will tell you that. E for exercise, R for reading, and S for scribing. Now, I took what felt good to me, and I ask nothing more of you but to do the same as you listen to all of these possibilities and options of what's possible for your personal rituals, right? I want you to play around. I want you to see what feels good. My rituals have shifted and changed over time because we shift and change over time, and we should not be doing the same thing over and over again for the rest of our lives, right? So when I first started this practice of morning rituals, here's what I did. My silence was meditation. I threw in my headphones and listened to a 5 to 10 minute meditation. Meditation was brand new to me at the time, so short and sweet ones felt good until I got more acquainted with how meditation works. Then I had a journal where I wrote affirmations. I stuck with the same affirmations daily for a really long time, and you can do that as well if affirmations are new to you. So I come up with weekly affirmations and focus on those particular ones each week. But before, I did have affirmations, daily affirmations, the same ones that I wrote down every single day. And if you're not familiar with affirmations, they are basically positive statements that help you overcome negative thoughts, right? When you repeat them often enough, your subconscious mind starts to believe them. And when your mind believes something, right, you give it the opportunity to manifest into your reality. I say this all the time, probably every single episode. Your thoughts create your beliefs, and your beliefs create your reality, right? So back then, I had dug into my thoughts and my limiting beliefs and came up with affirmations based on those thoughts. We dive really deep into affirmations a lot throughout the program, my Abundant Life Method program. But here's some examples of affirmations I used back then. Everything comes to me with ease. I have more than enough time each day. I attract energies that fill me with joy. Everything works out for me in perfect timing. I am worthy of success and abundance. I am more than my to-do list. I am productive and efficient. I am not behind. I am right where I'm supposed to be. I live healthy for myself and the ones I love. So I kept them super simple, but they were so powerful. Affirmations give you the power to change your negative thinking patterns and replace them with positive thinking patterns. And they assist you into moving into a new belief system. And in addition to that, affirmations can reaffirm the positivity back into your life and help you regain and actually increase your self-confidence. So it was meditation and affirmations. And next was visualization. I said it. I took a few minutes to just shut my eyes and visualize. What do I want my day to look like? What do I want my life to look like? What do I want for my family? And I not only visualized, but I felt it in my body. I felt the ease. I felt the peace. I felt the excitement. I felt the success. What do those things that you want in your life feel like? And can you allow yourself to feel it in your body now as if it's happening or as if it's already happened? So visualization is so, so powerful. I highly recommend trying it. Next on the list was exercise, which I skipped because I go to the gym every morning. But if you don't have a movement practice in your daily routine, I highly recommend you start. We talked about the walking at the beginning, right? Maybe stretching, maybe yoga, go for a walk, find time during your day to move your body. All right, next was reading. And I had a few books where I read just a small piece from each morning, like obviously something positive. I don't recommend reading like the news or something negative, right? You want something positive. It can be a devotional book or a book of positive quotes. It doesn't have to be anything crazy or long. My personal favorite book at that time was a reading that you could do daily, and it was called Journey to the Heart by Melody Beattie. And I'll be sure to link that book as well in the show notes. But I actually read that book for 2 years in a row. That's how much I loved it and how much of a difference it made for me. These daily readings made me have something to think about, right? And something to focus on each day. And it's funny because I'm talking about this book right now and I'm like, all right, maybe it's time I pick up that book again for 2023 because it was that good. And then last in the savers practice was scribing or writing, if you want to call it writing. So back then when I started, I considered writing my affirmations as scribing. So I didn't do anything extra here, but journaling and scripting is a practice that I do now. And I will talk about this as well as we move through this episode. So that's what I did. That's how I started. A little meditation, affirmations, visualizing and reading. And I want you to take note, I didn't do everything he said, okay? I took what felt good and I went with it. And I remember about 3 weeks into doing this daily, Scott looked at me and he said, no, he's like, you're taking this whole ankle injury better than I have ever seen you deal with anything. You're so positive about it. And I just smiled and laughed because he was right. I didn't even care that my ankle was injured after that 3 weeks. These practices were changing my outlook on life. They were changing my energy, right? The energy of my day. They were changing how I was thinking. So for almost 2 years, I stuck with that. Right? Exactly that practice. All the while learning more about manifestation and shifting your mindset, and then was introduced to the importance of gratitude. And I was also introduced to card pulling at the same time. So I changed my routine up a bit. And you know, which to be honest, I said this before, like we need to change things up and not be doing the same things over and over again. Change is good. I'm going to tell you that probably every episode. Change is good. I even felt that some of my affirmations didn't even apply anymore and that I didn't need to focus on them anymore because they had already manifested into my reality. And there were other new beliefs I wanted to focus on. So I switched things up a bit. And in the morning, I would wake up and I would stay in bed instead of getting dressed and getting myself downstairs and doing everything. I did it on my couch before. I would stay in bed. And I would wake up and I would pull my card deck out and I would pull a card for the day. And I would ask the universe, you know, what message do you have for me today? And if you follow me, you probably know I love card pulling. I make it a weekly and monthly practice now as well. And I use this instead of my reading as my focus for the day. So before I would read something and that would be my focus for the day. Now I pull a card and that is my focus for the day. I love card pulling because you truly create a relationship with your decks. The more and the longer you use them, the more powerful they become. And you might think I'm being a little woo-woo here. I don't care. It is so true. They truly get to know you and you'll pull a card and be like, okay, universe, I hear you. I hear the message that you are trying to tell me. It is really, truly incredible. So I'd pull a card and then I would pull out my journal. And first I would write 5 things down that I was grateful for. And you've probably heard this by many people before, gratitude is everything. For me, later that turned into a gratitude rampage, which I will talk about as well. But I would write down 5 things that I was grateful for, and then I'd write my affirmations. I had new affirmations that I was focused on. And then I also started asking myself a question. And that question was, what would bring me joy today? Asking myself this question has been life-changing for me. And I want you to be honest with yourself here. How often do you ask yourself what you want? How often do you ask yourself what will make you feel good that day? How often do you ask yourself what you need? What will bring you joy? I really started to tap into this, and I'd allow myself to give myself that thing each day. What would bring you joy today? It can be as simple as, you know what? I want to get myself a matcha today. Or I think I'm going to go for a 30-minute walk in the middle of the day. Or maybe it's, you know what? I'm really craving to have lunch or coffee with a friend. Or sometimes, like me, you know what? I don't want to cook tonight. We're not cooking tonight. We're going to get takeout. Or maybe you want to take a 20-minute shower. Maybe you want to cuddle up on the couch that night with a cup of tea and watch your favorite show. Maybe when you wake up, you're already thinking about going back to bed. Okay. And it would bring you joy to go to bed early that night. So what will bring you joy today? And can you allow yourself to give it to yourself? I did continue with meditation here, and it really turned for me from meditation to more listening to teachings, right? And sometimes meditations as well, but I kind of shifted towards teachings. And I would do that while I was getting ready in the morning versus when I was in bed. So to recap, what had shifted from that savers practice was to pulling cards, gratitude, affirmations, and asking myself what I wanted. Then last fall, burnout hit. I talked about my experience with burnout in episode 3. So if you haven't listened to that yet, I highly recommend that you go back and listen. But burnout hit, and I shut down on pretty much everything. Work, rituals, even extra work I was doing at the gym. I shut it all down and went into this void. And months later, when again, I decided enough is enough. Things had to change once again. And I reflected back on those months and thought, aha. Every day, I was waking up with this yucky feeling, this low vibe feeling, and it would stick with me throughout the day. And then I was like, okay, time to turn this around. And I knew then it was time to go back to my rituals. But I didn't want to get up early to do them. When I first started doing them, I was getting up at 5 a.m. and I didn't want to do that anymore. I was enjoying sleeping in. So I attempted to do kind of random rituals throughout the day, like meditation here and there. Gratitude when I would sit down to work. Sometimes I would journal before bed. And for me personally, throughout the day wasn't working because I would get so caught up in all the other stuff I wanted to do that it just wasn't always getting done. And if it's not getting done, how can it make an impact? For me, it started feeling like a to-do list item, something during the day that I had to do. And I want to tell you this now. You should want to do these. When you are doing them and you want to be doing them, you want to be embodying the person that you want to be during that time. Okay? You don't want it to feel like this burden throughout your day. Okay? You want it to be a loving process. You want to embody that energy of like, this feels good. This is fun, right? And it wasn't feeling like that for me during the day. Now, this does not mean, I'm going to say it over and over again. This does not mean that sometime during the day won't work for you. Remember that. You have to play around and see what feels good and what works for you. Maybe during your lunch hour works for you, or the 30 minutes before your kids get home from school, right? So you can get yourself centered. Maybe that's a good time for you. Maybe it's after you work out if you're an early riser and you work out really, really early. I've done journaling and gratitude at night in bed, and I loved it for a while. But I decided that I enjoyed getting into bed and reading smutty books, smutty romantic books better. So I changed it. And if you're not doing that, I highly recommend it as well. It's always nice to go to bed and read some smutty romantic books. I digress. Do it. But this takes practice. It takes seeing what works. So I want you to be patient with yourself. Nothing you do is wrong. There is no wrong way to do any of this. So I don't want you thinking and being like, oh my God, this isn't going to work for me. Like, if I don't do all the things, right? It's not going to work for me if I don't do it in the morning. No. What will work is what makes you feel good. And you will find what works for you. Just got to be patient. All right. So you want to know what I do now? Because I know a lot of you are seeing on my stories a lot of what I'm doing now. So let's dive into my current practices, which I am loving. So I will tell you, I did go back to doing my rituals in the morning. And I'm sorry if you don't want to hear that, but I love doing these first thing in the morning. It truly, truly sets the tone for my day. I don't wake up at 5 a.m. anymore. I wake up at 6. I get myself dressed and I spend probably 15 to 20 minutes, depending on the morning, maybe sometimes 30 minutes. I don't know if I have like a slower morning, depending on how I'm feeling. And I use that time to set the tone for the day. Okay, maybe you start with 10 to 15 minutes. It doesn't have to be this long process, I promise you. All right, so here's what I do. And if you had to choose only one thing you could do each morning, I would suggest this. And you don't even have to get out of bed for it, okay? You're gonna love it. It's the first thing I do when I wake up, and it's called a gratitude rampage. As I mentioned before, most of us wake up and automatically start thinking about our to-do list, right? Before we even get out of bed, we're completely overwhelmed. We start thinking things like, oh, don't want to go to work today. We open our eyes and automatically say like, I don't want to get up, right? Or why is it raining outside? Why isn't the sun out? I don't even want to get out of bed, right? You plant your face into the pillow thinking like, oh my God, I have to be in three places at the same time for my kids this afternoon. How the heck am I going to do that? Right? Do you feel me? You know you do. Don't lie. We all do this. Whatever it is, whatever you're thinking, we tend to immediately lower our vibration when we wake up. So instead of being a reactor of what's ahead for your day, what if instead you were the deliberate creator of your vibration? What if instead of thinking all about all the stressful things, you immediately got ahead of it and started to be grateful? And this is where the gratitude rampage comes in. A gratitude rampage is a thought upon a thought upon a thought of things you have to be grateful for. You can use the phrase, I am so grateful for, or I love, or thank you, universe, whatever feels good to for you. I personally love the phrase, I love, because I love the word love in general. How many times can I say love here? Love is my favorite. So here's what I want you to do. When you first open your eyes, start your gratitude. And this will be hard at first because your mind will be used to wandering to negative thoughts, but catch yourself and say, nope, gratitude time. Eventually, you'll be so used to it that you'll open your eyes and you'll just know automatically it's time to fire off my gratitude. And it may sound something like this, like, I love that I woke up today and that I get to experience another day. I love knowing that I get to move my body today. I love that I get to choose foods that will nourish my body today. I love knowing that I have a car that will allow me to bring my kids to all of their activities, and everything will work out exactly the way it's supposed to. I love that I have this warm bed to sleep in at night and a roof over my head for my family. I love that it's raining outside. I love the sound of the rain. I love knowing that I can create my own reality. I love knowing I'm always in the right place at the right time. I love that I am never behind. I love knowing that everything is always working out for me. I love that I opened my eyes today and I have eyes to see, and I love that I have ears to hear. Like, I'm so grateful to be alive today. Can you feel just by saying those things how your vibration can change? You can go as long and as deep into this as you want. I love knowing we have running water so we can flush toilets and take showers. So often we take advantage of all the things that we have and we focus on negative. And when we do that, we attract more of that into our life. So waking up and doing this practice is so, so powerful. It can be 2 minutes, it can be 5 minutes, it can be 10 minutes. It varies for me depending on the morning. Sometimes I just get so into it, I just keep going. So I invite you to try this, even if it's the one thing that you do. Give it a try and stick with it, because it takes practice, right? It's a practice. It takes practice not to wake up and think of all the things that are going to bring you stress that day. All right. So that's the first thing that I do now. It's a gratitude rampage before I even get out of bed. Then I get up and I get dressed. And while I'm doing that, I throw in my headphones and I dance and jam out to music. Okay. And why do I do this? Movement. Movement will always raise your vibration. And who doesn't love a good dance party? All right. Do you feel me? Especially when it's by yourself, right? When no one is watching or in your car. I don't know about you, but blasting music in my car and dancing like no one is watching, even though people are definitely watching and I don't care, right? That makes me high vibe. I do it on my way to the gym every morning to like totally get myself pumped up, right? The whole way to the gym, I'm dancing and jamming out. I love it. So I dance while I get dressed, while I'm brushing my teeth, and while I'm fixing my bed and putting makeup on. Like, yes, I wear makeup to the gym. It's a thing for me. Don't judge. And then after dancing, after I'm all ready, I head into my office, which is my quiet space. And your quiet space may be in your bedroom. It may be in the family room on the couch. It may be anywhere. But I lie on my floor with my legs up the wall and I meditate. And sometimes this is 5 minutes, sometimes it's 15 minutes. It all depends on the day. But I have found that getting back to meditation again has been life-changing for me and absolutely makes a huge difference in my energy for the day. I've actually started just recently dabbling into longer meditations, not in the morning, but later in the day and on the weekends. I'm finding myself really getting better and better at it, and like truly feeling myself disconnecting from the world. And then you might ask, okay, why the legs up the wall? Why aren't you just sitting in meditation? And I get this question a lot in my stories when I post it, but legs up the wall helps improve your circulation. It helps to de-stress. It relaxes your mind and body. It relieves lower back tension. It stretches your glutes and your hamstrings, right? It eases headaches. It improves digestion, helps quiet your mind. It supports your lymphatic system and it gives your immune system a boost. Like, so many benefits. So why not, right? Like, meditation and legs up the wall feels like a 2-for-1 benefit for me, right? So I'm doing it. And then after meditation, I grab my computer. I no longer use a journal because, to be honest, my hand hurts really bad when I write for a long time. So I prefer typing now. I use Google Docs and Sheets now. And before I turn on my computer, I first pull a card. Just like I said before, I pull a card and it's something that I can reflect on for the day. Okay. Then I actually have a gratitude rampage Google sheet that I update daily. So I do my gratitude rampage in bed, and then I'm also writing gratitude as well. And I do this because I want to have a written list, like this written rampage of things that I am grateful for in my life each month, so I can look back and I can celebrate. So my sheet has a tab for, say, September, right? Right now I have a September tab in my sheet, and I add to that every single day. And, you know, in this gratitude, it might be a follower that I didn't even know who reached out, you know, about loving my podcast, or a new client coming into my business, or maybe I got a PR at the gym, or maybe we got to have a family dinner with all four of us and, you know, just enjoyed ourselves so much. And maybe it was a friend who cheered me up and made me laugh, right? It's honestly just another place where I can have gratitude and something I can look back on and celebrate each month, right? I get to go back and reflect on the month before and be like, wow, like, life is fucking good, right? Like, look at all these amazing things that I get to be grateful for. And, you know, I'll also be able to look back at it at the end of the year, right? And I'll have all of these amazing things I can look back on and just feel the goodness of them, like, all over again, right? Feel it in my body. And then the last thing I do is I script. Now, there's scripting and journaling. I do both, but not every day. Scripting is what I do daily, which is writing as if something already happened. All right. So I have a Google Doc that I keep adding to daily. Like, think of it like a diary. And I write down the date. And then I script as if the day already happened. This is a super powerful manifestation tool because in this moment, you are giving yourself everything that you want. It's as if it's already yours. This helps raise your vibration and helps to attract into your life what you desire. Remember when I said to ask yourself what would bring you joy today? This is where you get to give it to yourself. What do you want your day to look like? How do you want to feel? What do you want to do? You can be descriptive as possible. Pretend it's the end of the day and write as if your day is complete, right? And you're about to head to bed. This is asking what would bring you joy. It is visualizing. It is like everything all into one. It's scripting. It's all in this one place. Scripting is, it's truly a ritual of self-love because you are taking a moment to give to yourself everything you want. You're allowing yourself to dream it, to enjoy it, to feel it. Throw in some gratitude again, right? In this space for all the things that happened that day. I'm telling you, like, gratitude all day, every day. I want you to try this and start to see how things shift for you. How your energy starts to shift. So that's my current practice. In bed, I do the gratitude rampage. I get up while I'm getting ready. It's the dancing, movement, right? Meditation, card pulling, gratitude again, and also scripting. And yes, it may sound like a lot, but once I get into my quiet space, I have not spent more than 30 minutes any morning doing this. Sometimes less, a lot of times less. Sometimes I have to skip something if I'm running late. It's okay. This does not have to be perfect. You just need to take the steps. And I want to say this too. If you can't dance one morning, okay, you can't think that your day is going to be ruined. If you don't script out your day, you are not allowed to believe that you're going to have a shitty day because you didn't script your morning. Like, no. It's okay if it is not perfect. It's okay to skip a day and sleep in if you need to. But I do encourage you to give yourself some time and try. All right. I have given you so many practices today, and I want you to choose what feels good. Try them out. Give them time. Change does not happen overnight, right? There are no quick fixes, right? Anything worth it will always take time. So give yourself grace. Keep practicing. Allow yourself the time and start to see how things shift for you. For me, again, everything always comes back to gratitude. So if you were to choose one thing from this episode, I highly recommend the gratitude rampage in bed. Start with that. Do it for a few weeks, then add something else in along with it. There's no right or wrong here. One thing I can tell you for me is I feel the difference from when I don't do anything and when I take the time to just be and allow myself to sit with my thoughts and have gratitude and dream. How you start your day sets your vibrational tone for the day. Rituals and practices like this allow you to gain control of your vibration. We have to stop giving others the power of being the reason why we don't feel good. We have to stop allowing situations to rob us of feeling good. It's not up to others to make you feel good. It's up to you. You get to take control of your own vibration. You get to take the steps. I am going to stop right there. And I want to leave you with this, okay? You have the power, my friends, for anything that you want. You get to deliberately choose your vibrations. Every morning, you get to wake up and decide to respond differently to events around you. You get to dream big. You get to choose who you want to be. It's okay to slow down and just be. You are the creator of your reality. All things are possible for you. And I want you to always embrace the power of your mind. And as always, before we part, if you ever feel called to work one-on-one with me, I do have personal one-on-one mentorship options. I currently have 2 spots available for the rest of 2022. And I know that one of you is out there. I can feel it, that is ready for changes. And I am so excited to be able to work with you and support you and love on you in every aspect that you need. There's also my self-guided program, The Abundant Life Method, which also has one-on-one mentorship options. So link to all of those will be in the show notes. Never hesitate to reach out if you ever have any questions. Oh, and I am sending you all so much love. I hope this episode inspired you and served you. And I am so looking forward to catching up with you on the next episode. Thank you all so, so much for joining me today. Remember, your time is now. You always have the power to shift your mindset and create more ease and joy in your life. Don't ever stop growing. Don't ever stop evolving. Don't ever stop learning. If you love this podcast, I would be so beyond grateful if you left a review, shared with your friends, and tagged me on your Instagram stories. I love you all so, so much. Now go and create an amazing day.